What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is hour number three of the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And it is absolutely a tremendous time to be out here in Las Vegas because, well, you've got all the action out here. And when it comes to the action, it's where you're able to sign up for so many of these big contests. I know that Circa, where I am sitting right now, you've got a pair of big ones as you've got these Circa Millions, and I believe that this is going to be the fourth edition of Circa Millions, and then they wound up coming along a few years ago with Survivor. That has become a big, giant hit, and a man that is in charge of so much of what winds up happening over here at Circa, and a man that you're able to catch on the network Monday through Friday with the show Odds On. He and Amal Shah do an absolutely terrific job of that. That would be Mike Palm, and Mike, it is great to have you aboard tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And Mike, first things first, when it comes to this year's Circa Sports Millions, did you wind up changing up anything this year as opposed to past years? Just because we know that 2 years ago, we wound up switching over from 17 weeks to 18 weeks. So that wound up throwing off a little bit of the quarterly payouts and everything like that. But did you wind up making any changes with regards to just a little bit of those payouts, maybe just a little bit of something different for this year as opposed to last year?
Yeah, Greg, we went a little bit deeper for the overall year long. Instead of top 50, we went top 100. And then in the quarterly, instead of the top three, we were paying out the top five. And also for the year long booby prize, we made a booby. So, you know, the worst record overall for the year, you get every pick in, you have the worst records, 100,000. And then the second worst record is 50,000.
Very nice. And I've got to ask you about this because that's always a fascination because we always talk about who's like in the top five, top 10 with regards to these contests. When you wind up talking to these guys that they wind up going at it for the booby prize, what winds up happening there? Because I have to think that you actually have to be a really good handicapper to wind up competing for this. But it's just one of those cases where you probably wind up having like 2 to 3 really garbage weeks, and then you just start fading yourself. What have you always made out of the booby prize? Because I always think that there's just so much fascination with that.
Yeah, the interesting thing is at what point do they start to go for the worst, right? I mean, is it after a week? Is it after 2 weeks? Is it after the first quarter and they're 6-14 and because, you know, each quarter you can win the quarter. It doesn't matter if you had a bad quarter previously. So those decisions that people make are catamount in that first quarter on when they're going for the opposite direction. But you still have to be a tremendous handicapper to try to hit it 65% of picking losers.
Yep, and it's not one of those things where you can have like one bad week and decide, oh, I'm not going to turn in picks anymore. I'll just take the booby prize. That's not how it works. You have to actually send in picks every single week. You actually have to take the losses in order to get it, which I always think is just so interesting. And when it comes to the payout, I take it it's going to be pretty much what you were laying out a little bit earlier. First through 100th, no matter how many or slash how few people wind up signing up.
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. It doesn't matter. And we've guaranteed $6 million in both contests, both the Circa Million 4 and the Survivor. So it doesn't matter how many. We're paying the top 100. We're paying the top 5 in the quarters. And you made a good point. If at any quarter or any time during the year you don't submit your picks, you're not eligible for the worst prize, right? The worst for the year or the worst for the quarter. You must enter your picks every week. You can't just not do them and get an 0-5.
Yep, that is something that I think is important to note as well, because it's not like you could be like, oh, I had one garbage week, now I'm going to take my prize or anything like that. Once again, that's not how this works. But when it comes to the quarterly prizes as well, because I know that you guys wind up doing this, how are those divided? Just because there is a little bit of a strange amount of weeks, because obviously there's four quarters and there's 18 weeks. How'd you guys wind up deciding to go about that this season?
So we do it like we did last year, 5 weeks is a quarter, four weeks is a quarter, 5 weeks is a quarter, 4 weeks is a quarter, 5 weeks is a quarter. So 4-5, 4-5 to get through the whole 18 because of the bye weeks. And then paying the top 5. And, you know, any excess, should we get over 6,000 entries, any excess goes to that first, to the quarterly winners. Half of it goes to the quarterly winners. Half of it goes to the top 100. So, for example, I'll just give you a simple math. Let's say there's 6,400 people, so we have an extra 400,000. 200,000 of that gets split between the quarterly winners, so each quarter we get an extra 50,000, and then we split the other 200,000 between the top 100. So every spot would get an extra 2,000, which actually 100th place is 2,000. It would be doubled to 4,000.
That's a good point right there, and it is a case of which, like you guys mentioned, you're guaranteeing $6 million in the Sports Millions, and you're also guaranteeing $6 million with regards to Survivor. And you guys started this, I believe, 2 years ago, so I think that this is going to be season number 3 for you guys of Survivor. And I always find this to be interesting because, I mean, it's really simple. For anyone that doesn't want to deal with handicapping, point spreads, anything like that, all you need to do is pick the winner each week. You can't wind up double dipping on a team. So let's say that you are picking the Rams week 1, you can't pick the Rams in week 8 once again or anything like that. But when it comes to just being able to take a look at Circa Survivor in general, who was really the brainchild of this? And I mean, it's been a big hit, and how have you seen this really evolve? Because last season, it wound up being a case of which we wound up seeing a lot of carnage towards the latter part of the season with all those upsets.
Yeah, we made one small change in the rules for the $1 million bonus. We're guaranteeing the $6 million and the $1 million bonus. Now, last year it was, you had to use one of the two Super Bowl teams in week 18, the final week. This year, it's that you can't use either Super Bowl team, the Rams or the Bengals, at any time during the year to be eligible for the $1 million bonus. So obviously there was a big overlay last year. We had $6 million guarantee as well, and we got about 4,100 entries. So we got to really increase our entries by about 30% in order to get it up to 6,000. But we're guaranteeing that. We ended up seeing 5 people last year, Greg, chop up the $6 million, and then 3 of those 5, so they each got $1.2 million, and then 3 of those 5 also hit the bonus by using the Chiefs or the Bucks in that final week, and then they split that million, 3 of them, for $333,000. So 2 players got $1.2 million, and 3 players got $1.533 million. It was quite incredible.
Yep, and what else is so interesting as well is that when it comes to Survivor, because we were talking about it with the Sports Millions, you've got your standard 18 weeks. You wind up picking 5 teams against the spread in that. For Circa, it's just one pick a week, but you guys have had it a few weeks. Thanksgiving Day and now Christmas as well, they are their own separate week as well. So I think that this adds a lot with regards to the strategy as well, because you have to bank a team that's going to be playing on Christmas, and you have to bank a team that's going to be playing on Thanksgiving, because if you use up all the teams that aren't playing on Thanksgiving, well, you're sort of SOL when it comes to that ordeal as well.
Yeah, you make a great point. We add, it's really 20 weeks, because the three Thanksgiving Day games are their own week. And then, since it falls on the Sunday this year, there's two games on Saturday on Christmas Eve and the Thursday prior. That's its own three-game window as well, Christmas Eve and the Thursday prior. And then, of course, that Sunday is its own week. So there are 20 weeks, and there's a quick turnaround there. You got to get your picks in on Saturday and then again early Sunday morning before those Sunday games start on Christmas Day.
Yep, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They have guaranteed $6 million for every one of these contests as well, which means that if they don't wind up getting 6,000 entries, there's going to be a little bit of an overlay. If there's more than 6,000 entries, well, you just wind up getting a little bit of a bigger prize pool in general. So that is something. And if you're ever at Circa right behind me, you're able to see exactly where they stand with regards to how many people have already signed up for all these contests. And you best be able to know that there's going to be a lot of people coming in. And when it comes to being able to come in for these contests, because I know that you guys have operations now in a few other states. I know that, if I remember correctly, you guys wound up doing operations now out there in the Midwest, Illinois and Iowa, quite a few other states as well. You have to be in Las Vegas to sign up for these, though, still, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Greg. We'll launch in Illinois sometime in October, it looks like, in Waukegan with Full House Resorts. We're already operating in Iowa and Colorado, but everyone must come to the state of Nevada to enter. You do use the proxies. You sign up with your proxy. You pay them a fee for the season, and then you text them your picks each week, and they put them in. That complies with all the gaming rules and the Wire Act, so that the picks are actually made from the state of Nevada each week. I know we're running out of time here, Greg. I got to get your quick take on this. So many on our network are saying every year Shohei Ohtani plays, pitches, and hits, he should be the MVP. I beg to disagree and taking a lot of heat. What say you?
I think that it depends upon how good he is with regards to it. You hit another home run tonight. If he turns out to be by far the best starter for the LA Angels and he winds up being able to hit 40-plus home runs like he did last season, yes. If he winds up putting up like 25 home runs, he winds up having an ERA like a 4 or something like that, I would disagree there. I don't know what you think of that take, but I feel like that's the fair way of going about it. If he continues to be dominant, yes. If he winds up falling off a little bit, no.
I think he's actually a better pitcher, Greg. I don't go with the guy that strikes out 27% of the time. If you watched last night, Service walked Trout down one, up one, with nobody on base to get to Ohtani with a right-hander. 3 challenge fastballs and down he goes. Strikes out 27% of the time. I'm not there with Ohtani yet.
I think that Ohtani is a very special player with that said. I'm starting to agree with you a little bit. That is when he pitches at home. On the road, not as quite as impressive of a pitcher, but with that said, it certainly is going to be interesting as right now, Aaron Judge, the favorite to be able to win MVP and always a favorite on this network, is you, Mike. You do an absolutely terrific job, and all the contests that you guys are putting out at Circa, they're going to be incredible this year. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Greg. What an honor.
Mike is one of the best that you're able to find and does a great job hosting Odds On with he and Amal Shah 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time every Monday through Friday here on the network. And coming up next, we're going to be diving into some baseball for Sunday right here on the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cannon-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cannon-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Big thanks to Mike Palm, does a great job as the host of Odds On here at the network. You're able to catch that Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. If you're looking Pacific time, that would be 11 to 12 noon. So great to be able to get him aboard, explain what we're going to be getting with regards to the Circa Millions and the Circa Survivor contest this season. And it's getting to be that time of year in which there is sign up for it. And if you're looking, overlays and both are over $5 million. So you've got a lot going on there. Costs $1,000 to be able to get in on each of those. And you know what? Being able to take home some nice money there, that would be able to make a very nice Christmas present. So there, it was great to be able to get Mike aboard, and certainly just some of the best handicapping contests that you're going to find out here in Las Vegas. And when it comes to contests, it's always a contest to be able to gauge some of these correctly, being able to take a look at what we're all getting in general with Major League Baseball. And I have to alert you guys of a game that is going on here this Saturday night, and something breaking that wound up happening figuratively and literally. I hate to use a pun, but Bryce Harper wound up leaving the game tonight between the Phillies and the San Diego Padres, and things have really opened up. This was a 0-0 game going into the top of the fifth inning, and now it is 4-2 with the Philadelphia Phillies just wind up getting their final out of the top of the sixth, so we're going to be going to the bottom. But Bryce Harper wound up leaving this game because he got hit on the hand with a pitch that is confirmed to be a fractured thumb. That probably is going to be keeping him out at least a month, if not a little bit more, if I were to guess. I am not a doctor. I am not going to pretend to play one on radio/TV, but yeah, that's not too good. So that is rough. He was hitting above a 300 with 15 home runs this far this season. So a Phillies team that had been able to right the ship. I believe that they were 16-6 in their last 22 games. That is going to be a little bit tough. So that is something that we're going to be taking a look at. And if you're looking at this game live, the Philadelphia Phillies, even with Bryce Harper out of the fold, currently a minus 380 favorite, plus 290 is a buyback on the Padres if you think that they're going to be able to come back. And live total on this game with the total wound up closing at a 7.5. It has ticked up to 8.5 with a little bit of juice on the over. And then the other game that's really been intriguing here, the Detroit Tigers all of a sudden have been able to put together a little bit of offense. Not expected, but here we are with the Detroit Tigers having a 6-3 lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if you're looking at Detroit Life, you're finding them at a minus 750. This is a place where we don't typically wind up seeing the Detroit Tigers a favorite. So there's that. But one of our favorites here, that'd be Brian Ortega. I know that his mother actually was watching the show as well. So we give a shout out to her. And Brian, one of the hardest working men in the industry, his mother came in to just make sure that he is hard at work. He is very hard at work, not just hardly working, but hard at work. And then everyone just behind the scenes here at VSiN, they do absolutely amazing work as getting me set up on audio just time and time again. That'd be Mikhail. He does incredible work. You've got our technical director, Nick. And then every hour of what we wind up doing here on VSiN, that winds up going up on the VSiN Best Bets feed. You're able to find that at VSiN.com as well. And Oliver is in charge of that. These guys are the best in the business, so I appreciate all the work that they do. Now, time for me to put in some work, try to find you guys some winners on the Sunday MLB betting board. How about if we wind up going with a team that is going for a four-game sweep in Chicago? That would be the Baltimore Orioles. They're going to be on the road. They're going to be facing off against the Chicago White Sox. It's Dylan Cease. He is going to be going for the White Sox. And it's Jordan Lyles who winds up taking the bump for Baltimore. Baltimore find themselves anywhere between about a plus 175 to a plus 180 underdog. And if you're looking at the Sox, you're finding them anywhere between minus 195 and minus 205. Total on this game is an 8.5. And you're finding the overjuice on this one anywhere between a minus 115 to a minus 120. And if I'm able to get a plus 180 or greater, I'm going to be in on the Baltimore Orioles. Now, I know that there's probably going to be a lot of people are going to be playing the, oh, there's no way that the Chicago White Sox can get swept for a full game or a four-game series sort of angle. But, I mean, this is not a very good White Sox team right now that we've seen a pair of teams already can their coach. It's worked out swimmingly for the Philadelphia Phillies. Until we wind up seeing any bullpen pitching, I don't know if it's going to be able to work out for the Los Angeles Angels. But that said, it's worked out for one team. And why Tony La Russa is currently employed as a big league manager, I don't know if you have an answer, but I don't have one. He's 80-something years old. And, well, yeah, it's not necessarily so great there. But with that said, what has been terrific has been Dylan Cease, if you've been taking a look at strikeout props, because he's been able to cash for you on the over very, very many times. But the problem for Dylan Cease is that he does wind up giving up a little bit over four walks per nine innings. That means that he can't go as deep into games as you'd like. And as a result, you've got a Chicago White Sox bullpen that, well, they have been not necessarily doing so well this season. And they currently have Liam Hendricks on the injured list. Matt Foster has been posting up north of a 5 ERA. You have just not been able to get anything whatsoever out of Tanner Banks. Ronaldo Lopez has honestly been one of the better bullpen pieces for this team that currently ranks 19th with regards to bullpen ERA. Kendall Graveman is someone that I do like, but missing Liam Hendricks, that is a big deal. And for the Baltimore Orioles, you've got five different relievers in this bullpen that currently ranks 6th in the league in terms of bullpen ERA, by the way, that has been able to post up an ERA of a 2-1 or lower. You got Dylan Tate along Nick Vespi, Cionel Perez. You're able to throw in there Felix Bautista and then Orde Lopez. So these guys have been able to do a solid job. And with the Baltimore Orioles, I know that we all take a look at it and we think, oh, the Baltimore Orioles, terrible team, everything like that. But they're sneaking up on you right now. They're like 34-39 right now. And the White Sox, they've got like a game or two better record than them at this point. So, I mean, it's not one of these cases in which it's one of those Orioles teams that was losing 100-plus games. You've actually got guys that can hit right now. Trey Bumbo Mancini, Austin Hayes, I call him the Sayes kid, and Ryan Mountcastle. All these guys are hitting at 275 or greater for this team. Cedric Mullins, who was one of the best hitters in all of the big leagues last season, got off to a rough start. He's now hitting above a 250. You've got a couple guys like an Anthony Santander who have been able to give you a double-digit amount of homers. Now, Jorge Mateo, his batting average is out there. This guy is nearly 20 stolen bases this season, though. So he's been able to do a nice job. And for the Chicago White Sox, towards the back half of their series against the Toronto Blue Jays, they wound up having a bunch of guys wind up getting hurt in that game. You wind up having Daniel Mendick wind up landing on the injured list. They've been still dealing with the injury to Eloy Jimenez and Domingo. He's on the injured list. Yoan Moncada is on the injured list. Josh Harrison is right now dealing with an injured list. The Towel Boy is dealing with an injured list. I mean, it feels like darn near everyone for the Chicago White Sox is currently banged up now. Good news for them, Jose Abreu, throw in there. AJ Pollock, both of these guys, really since the beginning of the month of June, they're hitting a 300 or greater. So these guys have been helpful. Tim Anderson did wind up getting a day off yesterday as well. So you do want to be checking in on his status too, because he's someone that recently just wound up coming in off the injury. Lisandro Vaughn has been well above a 300. And for Jordan Lyles on the flip side, you do have your trepidations with him on the road, because he's actually been very solid when he's pitched in Baltimore this season. He's posting up a home ERA that is sub 3 on the road. This is an ERA that it winds up ballooning to a 670. And a big reason why is because he just winds up giving up the deep ball. Last year, he wound up leading all the big leagues in terms of home runs surrendered. And this year, he's given up 10 home runs overall in 78 and two-thirds innings. All 10 of those have come on the road. So that shows you just the stark contrast, home to road, very much a pitcher contact guy. He's able to get right around 7.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, but opponents are hitting right around a 285 off of them. But you do take a look at this Chicago White Sox team, and it's a team that they hit so much better against lefties versus righties. Against left-handed pitching, they're hitting above a 290 as a collective. Meanwhile, against right-handers, it's sub 240. It's one of the biggest stark contrasts that you're going to find in all of baseball. And then when it comes to the Chicago White Sox team, with the lack of reliability that you have in the bullpen, I just can't really trust in them being able to cover this sort of a number. You're right now finding that run line at even money, and I would be willing to take even money-ish with regards to that, but right now it's decision time for me. Would I rather take like a plus 180 or greater on the Baltimore Orioles, or would I rather have the run line of the White Sox? And at this point, I would rather take the plus price of the Orioles. I think that this is a line that is going to get moved up a little bit, because I think that there's going to be a lot of people playing the angle of there's no way that the Baltimore Orioles can pull off a four-game sweep. But, I mean, the Baltimore Orioles, they wound up pulling off a sweep of the Houston Astros last year when they were far worse. They wound up leading out the season, going to Fenway, being able to sweep the Boston Red Sox. I recognize that those were three-game series, and this is a four-game series, but this is a Baltimore Orioles bunch that they're capable of doing this, and this is Major League Baseball. I laid it out in hour number one. We've been seeing more of these big underdogs like the Baltimore Orioles are going to be finding in this game actually be significantly more profitable than these teams that have been more around the plus 120, plus 125-ish range. So I think that you've got yourself a relatively solid look here with the Baltimore Orioles. I'm going to be willing to take them as long as they wind up getting north of a plus 180. And with the total, I did wind up saying it at an 8.1. The bullpen pitching for the Baltimore Orioles has been very solid. I do think that Dylan Cease is going to be able to land a good start, but it's just really hard to be able to trust in the Chicago White Sox bullpen. They have been just stuck in the mud all season long, and quite frankly, they were an overrated bunch coming into the season. And until you wind up getting rid of Tony La Russa, I think that this is a White Sox team that is going to be overvalued moving forward. Coming up next, right here on the Greg Peterson Experience, we're going to continue to dive into what we're going to be getting on the card for Sunday in Major League Baseball. We've got quite a few interleague games that we need to take a look at. That is coming up right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, coming at you from Circa on the Sports Betting Network.
Experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon to compete for free for cash all season long. Enter into the weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,500 in total cash prizes. Head on over to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon now to join in on the action. Blue Moon, made brighter. 21 years or older to be able to participate. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And as per usual, please do drink responsibly, as it is a Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're taking a look at everything that we've got on the Sunday card. If you want a Missing by DK Nation pick that I'm going to be writing up for Sunday, have no worries, because I will hit it again in the final segment in about 15 or so minutes. So we've got you guys all covered there. Just gotta take a look these final two segments at everything that we can make money on for Sunday. Unfortunately, we're starting to get down towards the end with regards to a lot of the sports other than baseball. I know that there's a little bit of WNBA action that we're going to be having throughout the summer as well. That's good, but going to be getting time to get set for football. And then for me, college basketball, that never ends. I'm actually working on right now writing up previews for the Colonial Athletic Association with our new friend Stony Brook that winds up joining in from the America East. So That'll be fun. Each of the top three scorers from Sony Brookhire out of the fold, Frankie Porcelli, really going to need to step up for them, or else it's going to be a long season for them. You also wind up having North Carolina A&T wind up joining the fold. The Hampton Pirates, yar, they're going to now be in the Colonial as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun to take a look at, but I'm sure that there aren't a lot of people that are really looking to get down on like CAA futures because, well, they're not really posted anywhere right now, for one, and two, there aren't a lot of people that are taking a look at the Colonial Athletic Association when it comes to basketball in the dead of June, but I enjoy it. So how about if we wind up taking a look at some baseball instead and find something a little bit more, I guess you could call it profitable in the short term rather than college basketball, which the next game is going to be in November. And we're going to take a look at the lowest total on the board. This is 971, 972 on the betting board. Yep, 971, 972. Pittsburgh Pirates hit the road. They're facing off against the Tampa Bay Rays. Shane McClanahan is going to be going for the Rays, and Ronzi Contreras is on the bump for Pittsburgh. This is a total of 6.5, and the juice is moving to the under. Right now, you're finding the under at right around a minus 120 to a minus 125 with the over between even and minus 105. And for the Rays, they become a big FD favorite, finding them anywhere between about a minus 210 to a minus 220 favorite. And Ronzi Contreras has actually been really good for the Pirates this year. Sub 3 ERA, gets a little bit more than 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. He has come up to the big leagues, and he has been a very pleasant surprise for a Pirates team that I believe now all but 5 of their wins thus far this season have actually come out of the bullpen. So Contreras has been a nice breath of fresh air when it comes to what you're able to get out of the starting rotation. But I do still have a fear that when he winds up turning it over to the bullpen, this could wind up being a little bit of a tough situation for him, because you got a Tampa Bay Rays team that you got Jason Adam posting up a sub 2 ERA. Now, they are still dealing with that injury to J.P. FireEyes, and Colin Pooch has been solid for the team. Brooks Raley, he's been able to come in, and he's been able to do a solid job. But you take a look at Shane McClanahan. Right now, your ERA leader among qualifying starters out there in the American League. He's also your among qualifying players in the American League strikeouts to walks leader as well, with nearly 7.1 strikeouts per walk. He's given up 1.7 walks at 12 punchouts for 9 innings. He has allowed the deep ball a little bit, but the good news is the Pittsburgh Pirates, that's not necessarily their forte. They do have a pair of guys, and Brian Reynolds along Jack Swadzinski, that have been able to give you between 11 and 12 home runs apiece. So these guys have been able to help out a little bit, but even with O'Neill Cruz being called up to the big leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates and getting 6 RBI in his first series against the Chicago Cubs, certainly has been a little bit of a rough go of it. And especially when you take a look at the bottom of the fold, as you've got guys like Michael Perez, Diego Castillo, Swadzinski, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, Hoy Park, Daniel Vogelback hitting at 215 or lower. And then for the Tampa Bay Rays, they themselves have a little bit of a lack of firepower, which is why you've got this total so low. You do have a pair of guys in G-Man Choi along with Yandy Diaz posting up right around 380 on base, but Manuel Margot, who's hitting at 300, he's out of the fold. And yeah, Luke Raley throwing there, Vidal Brujan, Brett Phillips, Mike Zunino, whenever he's been out there, as he's been a little bit injured, Josh Lowe. These guys have all been hitting a .180 or lower, throwing their Taylor Walls as well. So it's been a little bit of rough going for the Tampa Bay Rays, but with the Pittsburgh Pirates, they did wind up using up a lot of their more trustworthy bullpen pieces. They wound up using up all three of these guys for 21-plus pitches, William Crow, Chase Young, David Benar, which means that you're going to be left with a lot of guys like Heath Embry and company coming in. And that's a stark difference, because all three of the guys that wound up going on Saturday, they've all got an ERA of a 3-2 or lower. And as a matter of fact, for Benar along Chase Young, both sub 2 ERAs. Meanwhile, the rest of the Pirates bullpen, it's not necessarily too trustworthy. So that is going to be a little bit of an issue, in my opinion. I do think that there's going to be a little bit of positive progression when it comes to the Tampa Bay Rays lineup as well. They always wind up being able to find a way to be able to get guys that are able to get on base. And I mean, even with Mike Zunino last year, he wound up having 30-plus home runs. You couldn't expect that this season, but they do a good job of being able to mix and match. I do think that Ronzi Contreras is going to be able to lend a relatively solid start, but we wound up seeing this earlier in the season when the totals wound up getting down to 6.5. It was a little bit too low. Now, when it comes to this spot, I do think that a low total is warranted, but I set my total at 6.8. This is trending to the way in which, if it winds up getting any more action on the under, you could wind up seeing a 6. I would say you probably don't want to be trying to hold out for only a 6, but with that said, I do think that there could be a little bit more of a drop in this as well. At a 6.5, I like it over. If we wind up getting down to a 6, I like it even more, but I do think that this is going to be a spot in which the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be able to get going a little bit more with their offense. I do think that going up against the less than trustworthy bullpen pieces of the Pittsburgh Pirates, that is going to be able to help them out. And when it comes to money line or run line, I would rather take a run line here. I was willing to lay a little bit of a price, and right now, a lot of places that you're able to find the Tampa Bay Rays being able to get plus money to lay a run and a half. That's something that appeals to me. So I do think that the Tampa Bay Rays going to be able to bust out with the offense. And is this team going to be able to bust out with the offense? We shall see, as it is 973, 974. The Minnesota Twins are going to be playing us to the Colorado Rockies, as it's going to be Mr. Ryan Feltner who's going to be going for the Rockies, and Joe Ryan is going to be going for the Twins. And the Twins, they're finding themselves a very hefty favorite in this spot. You're going to be getting them in between minus 205 and minus 215. And when it comes to the Colorado Rockies, in between plus 180 and plus 196 is your price. At plus 186, that is behind me at Circa. And we're getting close to the price in which I'd be willing to take the Rockies at. They open up at a plus 160. So we have seen a big giant move here on the Colorado Rockies, anywhere between 20 and 30 cents. But that said, with the Minnesota Twins, if you're taking a look at their run line, you're finding that anywhere between even money and minus 105. And with the Minnesota Twins, pretty much a minus 105 or less, I was willing to take this run line, especially at even money, because Joe Ryan is someone who is just rock solid and is able to go out there, give you a very solid start. 8.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, right around 2.5 walks per 9, doesn't wind up allowing a whole bunch of hard contact as he gives up right around 1 home run per 9 innings. He doesn't necessarily do one thing overly terrific, but he's just a steady Eddie guy that night in and night out. You know that he's going to be able to perform very well. And with Feltner, he's been a good swing and miss guy, being able to get nearly 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. And among the Rocky starters, he's actually been one of the better ones ever since he wound up getting the call up to the big leagues. But still, north of a 5 ERA, and it's not necessarily so terrific. He has been giving up the deep ball as well. 6 home runs given up in 29 and 2/3 innings. Good news is Minnesota is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. Bad news is Byron Buxton is getting a home run every 10.5 at-bats. So there is the positives and the negatives. They are dealing, the Twins are, with a few injuries themselves. Orne Polanco, Trevor Larnage, they're currently on the injured list. But I've had Luis Arraez put up one of the most silent seasons ever, because it's not necessarily sexy to be able to hit for average and just get on base consistently anymore. He's got a .347 batting average with a .426 on base. Carlos Correa has been able to do a solid job of being able to get on base as well. He's hitting in the neighborhood about a .300. And you just take a look at this Minnesota Twins lineup in general, and up and down, you've got guys that are able to get on base for you. They've been dealing with an injury to Miguel Sano, and Miguel Sano has been out for quite a while, but I don't think that that's necessarily affected them too much, because you've got so many guys like Gio Urshela and Nick Gordon, Max Kepler, hitting between about a .250 to a .255. Kyle Garlick in limited at-bats, he's been able to find a way on. And for Garlick, he's getting a home run every about 11 or so at-bats. Then you take a look at the flip side for the Colorado Rockies. Home and road splits are always something that you've got to be taking a look at with this team. And it's not necessarily the batting average that winds up dropping with them. It's the home runs. That is a big reason why they're averaging 5.7 runs per game at home and 3.1 on the road. That is the biggest split that you're going to find out there in the big leagues. And it's because you've got guys like a CJ Krohn, who's given you 17 home runs overall this season, 13 at home, 4 on the road. Brendan Rodgers, he's got 6 home runs this season. Guess where all 6 of them have come? Yep, at home. It's a Rockies bunch that right now they're averaging a half a home run per game on the road. Meanwhile, 1.25 at home. That has really been throwing them just off in general. And then with the Rockies, got a bottom 5 team in terms of bullpen ERA as well, which is why I do feel pretty solid about being able to lay the run line here with the Minnesota Twins. So I do think that you're going to have a relatively solid pitching performance from Joe Ryan. Even with that at an 8.5, I'd be willing to take a look at an over. And in the final segment of the Greg Peterson Experience, going to be taking a look at the play that I've got for DK Nation in terms of Sunday in the MLB and Stanley Cup Game 6 right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For just $19, you get everything that VSiN has to offer. From now until the end of July, sign up and you'll be able to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets when it comes to the Diamond. NFL preseason coverage is going to be coming your way, as well as premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, along with NASCAR. And if you want the full VSiN experience, which includes a daily best bets email every single day, every single edition, a point spread weekly, plus use of our betting tools and live video streaming, costs just $19 to be a subscriber from now through July 31st. And that's at VSiN.com/summer to be able to subscribe, as it is the final segment here of the Greg Peterson Experience. And we've got ourselves a little bit of a situation when it comes to some of these night games. We'll get you guys all caught up right now for anyone that has some late night sweats, as currently in San Diego, the Phillies are up by a count of 4-2. Things have been a little bit stagnant since things wound up opening up really in that fifth inning, in which we wound up seeing five total runs there. And if you're looking live, the Philadelphia Phillies, they are finding themselves a live -750 favorite. The Seattle Mariners and the LA Angels, they are in the seventh inning as well, the bottom of the seventh, and the Angels, they currently trail by a count of 5-3 as things are beginning a little bit haywire there. If you're looking at the Mariners live, they are -410 on the money line, and your total live is 10.5. And with the Detroit Tigers in the Arizona Diamondbacks game, that is in the eighth. Tigers are a -2,100 favorite. And if you're looking to lay 2.5 runs with them, well, you'd have to lay -195 juice there, as they've been able to take full control of this game, as it is currently the bottom of the eighth inning out there in Arizona. So that's what we're staring at with regards to the game that is still going on. But how about if we take a look at Sunday when I've got written up for DK Nation on the diamond? That would be a big one. And as a matter of fact, the primetime game of 9:53, 9:54, as you got the LA Dodgers. They're going to be on the road. They're going to be facing off against the Atlanta Braves as Spencer Strider. He's going to be getting the start for Atlanta. And Tony Gonsolin is going to be going for the LA Dodgers. Right now with the Dodgers, you're going to be finding them anywhere between about a minus 115 to a minus 120 favorite. Meanwhile, if you're taking a look at Atlanta, you're going to be finding them right around a plus 105 in your total on this game. It is 8.5 overs anywhere between minus 110 and minus 120 on that juice. And I like the LA Dodgers here. I'm willing to lay a little bit north of a minus 130 with them because I do think that Tony Gonsolin is going to be able to do a very solid job in this circumstance, as he's been able to do a nice job all season long of just being able to keep teams down. Two earned runs or fewer surrendered in every one of his 13 starts thus far this season. Now, he has been a little bit more, I guess you call it, suspect on the road than at home, but by that I mean he's got a 2.30 road ERA and a sub-1 home ERA. So he's been dominant in both locations, and the big thing for him is that he's been able to deliver 6-plus innings and now 6 out of his last 7 starts because he's really been able to lower the walks from what we wound up seeing a season ago. Last year, he had 5.5 walks per 9 innings. This year, overall, it's 2.8, but he's allowed just 8 walks over his last 7 starts, so he's really been able to buckle down and be able to rein it in, and Spencer Strider is going to need to buckle down with regards to his walks issues, as he wound up beginning the season out there in the bullpen. Now he's a starter, and he does wind up getting a little bit over 12 strikeouts per 9 innings. That's really good. As a matter of fact, above 13 strikeouts per 9 innings. But the big issue that you've got with Spencer Strider, a little bit over 4 walks per 9 innings, and when guys are able to see you a second, sometimes a third time through the lineup, it's something he has yet to be able to get used to. As in the bullpen, he had a 2.22 ERA. He was able to come in for typically about 2, sometimes a little bit longer for innings, and he was able to just dominate. As a starter, his ERA has went up to a 4.6. He has yet to get fully stretched out, so a little bit of an issue in terms of that for the Atlanta Braves. Now the Braves, you've got Austin Riley, who's been able to provide 18 home runs thus far this season. Marcell Ozuna did wind up going deep on Saturday as well. You got a lot of guys that are just able to move the line in general, as you've got Dansby Swanson along with Orlando Arcia throwing there, Michael Harris. All these guys are hitting a 300 or greater, with Swanson a double-digit amount of homers. But for the LA Dodgers, even though you do have Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, even throwing there Max Muncy, having a little bit of a tough season, you've got Trey Turner and the man who is making his return, Freddie Freeman, doing a solid job at the top. Both of these guys hitting a 300 or greater. Having Mookie Betts out of the fold has really been hurting this LA Dodgers team recently. But what has not been hurting this team? The ancillary pieces out there in the bullpen. You've right now got a lot of guys like an Evan Phillips. You're able to throw in there Alex Vesia, Yancy Almonte, who have been performing a little bit better than you'd think that they would. Meanwhile, it's been the bigger names like Bruce Sutter, Gratterall, throwing there Craig Kimbrell, have been posting up an ERA that has been above 350. Kimbrell just has not necessarily been too terrific. They've been having him in the closer spot with Blake Treinen currently being on the injured list. Going to be interesting to see when/if he's able to return, what they wind up doing with him. And then when it comes to the Atlanta Braves bullpen, they're the number one bullpen in terms of ERA in the National League, number 3 overall in the big leagues, as you've been able to have A.J. Minter post up a sub-2 ERA. Jackson Stevens has regressed a little bit recently, and when it comes to Darren O'Day and also another veteran in Will Smith, these guys have not necessarily been the world's most trustworthy, but you've even been able to have Colin McHugh be able to give you some good innings. So I do like this little under, but with the DK Nation pick, wrote this one up for the LA Dodgers. I'm willing to lay a little bit north of a minus 130 with them. Tony Gonsolin with a good start here, by the way. He has a chance to be able to climb his way into the Cy Young race as well, because you wind up seeing Joe Musgrove along Sandy Alcantara on Thursday and Friday, respectively, have some relatively rough starts. And Tony Gonsolin has the numbers to be able to warrant perhaps a little bit of consideration if he can go out here in prime time, a situation which you know that there's going to be many writers that are going to be watching and is able to put up a big performance. So I think that he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder there. And we talked about the Stanley Cup Game 6 with our good friend Dwayne Clucci in hour number 2. I've yet to really give you my picks for this, though, as it is right now the Colorado Avalanche find themselves anywhere between a minus 113 to a minus 115 favorite. And it's a total of 6. And something I threw out there with Dwayne, and I do feel strongly about this. I sort of correlate the side with the total in this, because with the Colorado Avalanche, I feel like they would be, I guess you call it, more likely to be able to win a higher scoring game. Meanwhile, with the Tampa Bay Lightning, you've got to feel like the way that they're going to be able to push it to Game 7, if they're able to do so, is via Andre Vasilevsky doing a great job of just being able to hold down this Colorado Avalanche team. And I do think that you got a Tampa Bay Lightning team that they're sort of on a mission to be able to get this to Game number 7. A lot of people wound up counting them out prior to Game 5. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are probably going to be counting them out once again in this game as well. But Steven Stamkos has been just so instrumental to the success that the Tampa Bay Lightning have been able to have. He wound up having 2 goals in that closeout game against the Rangers. He wound up having an assist in Game 5 that was able to bail the team out when they were able to win in Game 3, at a goal and assist in that game as well. This is a guy that is the captain of the team. He does just so many big things for them. Now, Braden Point has been dealing with a little bit of an injury. He's pretty much questionable for this game. And even if you do wind up getting Braden Point, you got to question what form of Braden Point you're going to be able to get with him, because he wound up playing in Game 1 and Game 2, and you could tell that it just wasn't his normal self. Meanwhile, with the Colorado Avalanche, their big guy that was injured towards the beginning part of the series in Nazem Kadri, he wound up stepping up in the biggest of big ways, that overtime goal that we wound up seeing in Game 4. That's right now a big-time difference maker in this series, and you wound up really seeing this go back and forth, because the Avalanche, they wound up having a nice blowout in Game 2. The Lightning had a nice blowout in Game 3. Right now, what is deciding the series is these games that they have come down to the bitter end. You wind up seeing a pair of overtime wins go the way of the Colorado Avalanche, and then you wind up seeing it in Game 5, a game which the Lightning very badly needed to have. They were able to pull it out late with that third period goal. I believe that it was Palat who was able to put that one in. So it's a Tampa Bay Lightning team that, just having that pedigree, I think winds up being able to give them just a little bit more of a leg up. And when it comes to the experience, it's so big. And on top of that, the home ice. I talked about this with Dwayne as well. We just noticed that this year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it has meant more, it feels like, than it really ever has in the past. I always take a look at the NHL, and I always think that it is the sport in which you wind up taking home field, whether it's home court, in this case home ice, you wind up taking that into account, in my opinion, a little bit less than the other sports, but it has proven to be really paramount with so many of these teams. I do think that the Lightning, they're going to be able to respond very positively. And when you've got Darcy Kuemper versus Andre Vasilevsky, I'm going to go with Vasilevsky every single time if it winds up being a little bit nitty-gritty, as Vasilevsky stopped 35 shots in that Game 5 win. I think that he's probably going to need to do the same here. And if the Tampa Bay Lightning are even able to play somewhat even up with regards to the opportunities that they're able to get on goal, I do think that this winds up going to a Game 7. Now, in the end, if I'm having to pick for the series, I do think that the Avalanche are going to be able to pull it out, but I think that this winds up going 7 games. I think that the Lightning get it done in a low-scoring game, so I like an under, and I like the Tampa Bay Lightning. And what else I like is everything that we're providing here at VSiN. We're going to be having you guys covered through the entirety of the Stanley Cup playoffs, all throughout the baseball season. We're going to get you prepped for all things football as well. That is right here on the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.